We're launching it now, number three, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wade.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. All of the features on the site are completely free, so enjoy those on us. That's freetalklive.com. Let's go right to the phones and to the fun. It's Chris in Indiana. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Chris.
Hi.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I was wanting to ask you guys, like, you don't advocate violence or anything like that?
Not initiated force. I'm totally okay with defending yourself if necessary.
Okay, well, this is kind of a little bit different. You know, like the UFC, the Ultimate Fighting Championship?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, if the world were free or whatever, don't you think that maybe it would eventually kind of go back to the gladiatorial kind of thing where actually people are to the death, like fighting to the death? I mean,
I think absolutely true that the marketplace demands a brutal, terrible, sport like that, and that people could likely either, I mean, we already have people in the USC battling, bare-fisted and hurting themselves terribly, which boxing's worse because it beats your brain to death over a year's time, whereas USC
just hurts
your body.
It's important to note, though, that in that case, it's not initiated force, but two-party consent. And if two parties want to consent to get in a deathmatch ring, then that's their business.
So you think that would be okay, though?
Be okay with me as long as they weren't coerced into it.
Yeah, I think that it would be a way to solve some certain disputes, too.
I wouldn't be giving them any money.
Yeah, that would be a good idea.
I mean, you know, it's for one, I'd like to take George Bush in there and beat the crap out of him. But, you know, only if he willingly entered.
Right, which I doubt he would.
No, I doubt he would.
He would.
So does that answer your question? Did you have any other thoughts?
Actually, I had another question. It's about the FCC.
The FCC, yes. Federal Communications Commission.
Like, if you were to spell out a cuss word, would that be just as good as saying it?
Yeah, I think
probably.
So. You see, the FCC doesn't, in its little rule book, it doesn't go through and say you can't say this word, this word, this word, and this
word.
Well,
there is a rule against profanity. There are rules against indecency, obscenity, and profanity.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't believe there is an actual list of words.
I've heard there's seven words.
Yeah, well, that's
the George Carlin skit, the seven dirty words.
And if you go through the seven dirty words, you can say quite a few of them, and some of them are just copies of other words. Like, there's effer and mf'er. Come on, it's the same word.
Okay, well, what about when somebody says BS? I mean, everybody knows what that means.
Yeah,
that's just it. I mean, right. Mark, you were talking about this the other night. There's all these alternative words for the real dirty words that people will use, and it's okay, apparently,
it's
to say those alternative
words. It's all the Vulcan
words.
Same, isn't it?
The Vulcan same?
Yes, it's the Vulcan same.
Okay, it's cute.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you'd have to know what Star Trek was, but using Vulcan instead of the F word.
Right, there are these alternative words that radio show hosts have come up with, and they utilize, and everybody knows what words they're really intending to say. You know, when I say the cops do whatever the flip they want, everybody knows what I'm supposed to be saying there, but it's not a bad word, so it's okay by the FCC standards. It's really just arbitrary and ludicrous.
Oh, yeah.
Anything else, Chris?
No, that's it.
Thanks for the call, dude. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. So we were talking last hour briefly about the concept behind the police. In fact, the concept behind the government in general. Government was created to protect life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
And that's
great.
It.
Great. If it actually did that, then who would have a problem with it, right?
Yeah.
Who could disagree with something like that?
Sure, that's what we want.
But unfortunately, the way it decides to do that is by endangering the above three things. It's the ultimate paradox. Government is a paradox of itself, and it's just insanity. And Brian Maher at LouRockwell.com is going to give us an example of one of the ways in which they're supposedly protecting you. He says, the other day I was driving in my car, just listening to the radio, my mind in neutral, when this threatening message shattered the blissful tranquility of my afternoon commute. A distinctly ominous voice warned, boasted almost, that the police were on the lookout, day and night, for a certain category of lawbreakers, and that no warnings would be given to violators. Must be a pretty serious offense to justify this sort of warning, right? Well, not really. The crime? Neglecting to wear a seatbelt. Yes, that's right. Not buckling up. That same distinctly ominous voice then sternly intoned, "Buckle up, or you will get caught." For the briefest of moments, I thought I was living in a police state. To my unbridled relief, I quickly recaptured my wits and realized I was actually living in the land of the free. I know that things are different here. Our government doesn't threaten its citizens like that, does it? Adding insult to insult, the same distinctly ominous voice claimed that the PSA was paid for by the Department of Transportation.
Right.
Paid for?
Well, of course. Hey, look, radio ads aren't free. You just don't get them for free.
But as he points out, question, what product or service did the U.S. DOT sell to earn the money to pay for this PSA?
Well, it didn't.
Yeah. We all know the answer is none. No government agency, including that one, ever pays for a thing.
Right. It came from tax money, and tax money came from a threat from the IRS that if you don't pay, you're going to go to jail.
Once again,
they threatened you, took your money from you, used that money to threaten you,
if you don't
wear a seatbelt, otherwise they're going to take some more of your money. These people are awful.
Yes, they are. This agency merely takes its cut out of what the general government seizes from us at gunpoint, then proceeds to use our own money to threaten us with PSAs like this one. It's with breathtaking cheek that this parasitic government agency claims to actually pay for such services. What service is the government offering us? Apparently, that service is punishment, and it's an offer you can't refuse. It's funny, every other advertisement on television or radio seeks to please us by offering a product or a service, promising to satisfy a particular want or need. Granted, some of these ads may be insufferably irritating, but they universally promise us some form of fulfillment. The companies that run them cannot force us to purchase their products or services. They can only survive by providing products or services that people want at a price they can afford. They can't run ads that bark at us, "Buy this product or you will get caught!" Have you ever heard an advertisement that actually threatened you? But that's precisely what the government does with its deeply insulting click-it-or-ticket PSA campaign. That these laws actually exist is injurious enough to the cause of liberty. The effrontery is compounded several-fold by the fact that our government has no compunction whatsoever about openly threatening us for an act that clearly does not belong in the realm of punishable offenses. On a related note, I was crossing the Henry Hudson Bridge into Upper Manhattan the other day when I saw a flashing warning sign that actually said, "Fireworks are dangerous and illegal. Transport fireworks, lose your vehicle."
Wow. Holy crap. They're gonna take your vehicle for buying fireworks in another state and then shooting them off and bringing them into your state?
Welcome to New York.
Good Lord. Yeah.
There it was again, another blatant government threat. This time, they're actually threatening to seize your property for transporting items that I, and probably you as well, used routinely as kids with great delight. Yes, I realize some fireworks are dangerous, but seizing your vehicle? And must they blatantly threaten us like that? A government that issues such threats to its citizens is not a government that thinks very much of us. It's not one that believes us competent in a meaningful sense. Yet government officials like to refer to themselves as public servants.
Right. Are they really serving me when they confiscate my vehicle for bringing fireworks into the state?
It's for your own good, Mark.
I guess I'm that bad of a guy. I could hurt myself or somebody else.
Well, by contrast, in New Hampshire, they don't have a seatbelt law, but they do have signs on the side of the road everywhere that say, "Buckle up," to suggest it, but they don't say,
"That's correct.
Buckle up or we'll kill you." Or
common
we'll
sense
you in jail.
For all is what it
right.
says.
That's
and,
right.
And here's a little more common sense when it comes to fireworks. You know, fireworks have been around a long time, and I'm sure that there have been quite a few people that have lost a finger or lost the feeling in their finger or even hurt themselves more or even killed themselves when it came to fireworks. Rare? I know.
It could happen.
Rare. It certainly could happen. But, you know, somehow or another, the government lets me drive around this big 2,000-pound killing machine every single day.
A death trap.
Lots of people die driving cars. How in the world can they justify
I'd be willing
fireworks?
To do a lot more than fireworks, too.
Yes, a lot more. Like, hundreds of multiples.
Yeah.
I can't understand why it is that, now, why would fireworks be bad, but the cars are okay? Is it because fireworks are kind of fun? There's that stigma of fun around them.
We know the government doesn't like fun.
Hates fun.
If people are having fun, there's a good chance a bureaucrat's going to show up to ruin it.
I think he was right with that that Ultimate Fighting Championship. We should have the politicians in there beating the crap out of each other.
Oh,
that would be fun to watch.
I would pay good money for that. 800-259-9231. Oh, and we could gamble on it, too, in a free market. That'd be fun, too. 800-259-9231.
And we wouldn't be really losing anything.
Take control of the airwaves.
I bet you Fred Thompson can take Bush any day.
Bring up whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live. More about seatbelts coming up.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
One day soon, the U.S. dollar, otherwise known as the Federal Reserve Note, will be recognized in the global marketplace for its intrinsic value. Nothing. On that day, you will be bewildered, angry, and impoverished, or you'll be calm, confident, and prosperous. The deciding factor between your two possible futures is what you do in this moment. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during the U.S. dollar crisis. D2Z.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimonial of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Do you think you have what it takes to become a millionaire? Well, Donald Trump wants to show you how.
I think we've come up with something that is going to be spectacular.
Donald Trump is now offering to the public his Wealth Builders Blueprint System, a proven system that reveals his secrets to generating incredible wealth. And because he believes so much in the power of this blueprint, Donald Trump wants to send you his powerful tape at absolutely no charge to help you get started today. Call 1-800-920-9827. This blueprint is only for people who want to succeed in life, who want to become real estate gurus, who want to become millionaires and have fun doing it.
You're going to learn how to be successful. You're going to learn how to make money, and once you enjoy it, you're going to be successful.
This is your chance. Do you have what it takes? Call now for Donald Trump's powerful tape. There's absolutely no charge. Call 1-800-920-9827. 1-800-920-9827. 1-800-920-9827.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calbenter soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calben Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calben soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calben Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up whatever you want toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line for you. Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features there are completely free, including live streams. By the way, we're going to be doing a special edition of the show tomorrow afternoon. In fact, what you want to do is, if you're an internet listener, you can listen. We will have our live streams going. Got a broadband version, a dial-up version, both of them completely free. So we're going to do our regular show at night, as we always do, from 7 to 10 Eastern. But from 3 to 4 o'clock Eastern time, and that's 12 to 1 Pacific time, we are going to be doing a special one-hour edition of Free Talk Live for KSCO AM 1080.
out in Santa Cruz, California. So if you live in the Santa Cruz area, you'll actually be able to turn on your radio and listen to our show. It'll only be broadcast on that one radio frequency. We're doing sort of a little bit of experimental radio. The guy out there in charge of the station, Michael Zwirling, great guy. He likes Free Talk Live. He's trying to come up with an excuse to get Free Talk Live on the air. So he's sort of testing the waters with us, basically. And I'm sure things will go wonderfully. I've co-hosted his show with him once. I was on his show as a guest, and we stirred up the phones. People were calling in all over the place to talk to the crazy libertarian on the air. So it's going to be a lot of fun. So tomorrow, either on the stream or live in Santa Cruz, 1080 KSCO from noon to 1 Pacific time tomorrow. We'll be there.
I do love Santa Cruz. It's one of the nicest places in America.
1-800-259-9231. So a few more thoughts from Brian Maher at LouRockwell.com, pointing out that he was driving in his car the other day when all of a sudden threats started coming out of his radio. And no, it wasn't the radio station demanding that he pick up the phone and call into a contest. It was the government running those awful click-it-or-ticket spots that you might have heard a couple of weeks ago. This is about a week ago at this point. But they were running a campaign nationwide with essentially a 30-second threat spot that got on the air. And spot is another name for commercial. I shouldn't use the industry slang. They get on the air, and the deep-voiced announcer yells at you to wear your seatbelt or else you're going to get stopped by the cops. We're on the lookout for criminals like you, and you better buckle up or else. You know, that sort of stuff.
Right.
And so, as he points out, some may justify the law by claiming it's no big deal. Seatbelt laws save lives, and it's just a small fine.
But some people may say that, and I find it really annoying. Look, when you say that seatbelts save lives, you're talking about in the statistical sense. Everybody wore a seatbelt, fewer people would die as a result. But those seatbelts kill people, too. It's true. People die as a result of wearing seatbelts because they can't get away, or their neck is snapped, or whatever reason that they die because of them wearing a seatbelt. So when you mandate that a person wear a seatbelt, you're killing people. You may be mandating that people are safe, but you're actually killing people too. When the people get to make a choice, they make the decision, and that's where it should lie.
Absolutely. He points out the punishment might be a slap on the wrist. Sure, but that slap on the wrist will soon become a smart rap on the knuckles if you don't play nice. And that smart rap on the knuckles become a good deal more if you really resist. You'll end up in the hooskow, or worse. Recall that every government law or regulation is ultimately backed by lethal force.
Every single one.
This fact is not mentioned in polite company, but it's true nonetheless. Without guns to enforce them, laws would be mere suggestions. Bear that in mind the next time you hear about some piece of proposed legislation. Now, please understand, I am in no way opposed to seatbelt use. To the contrary, you're a fool not to wear one. Please wear your seatbelt. And I'm not opposed to requiring the children who lack the ability to make rational decisions for themselves be strapped in. However, let us return briefly to first principles. And he goes on to talk about how laws were instituted among men to defend members of society against the predations of other members of society. The only legitimate law is one that serves that purpose. Any law that strays beyond that function in order to regulate the private behavior of competent adults is a perversion of justice. So he points out, for instance, that a law requiring one to operate a safe vehicle, in his mind, would be much more just than a law requiring a seatbelt, because an unsafe vehicle with, say, bad brakes could put another person in danger. He says, as John Stuart Mill so wisely averred, the only purpose for which power can be rightfully exercised over any member of a civilized community against his will is to prevent harm to others. These are good reasons for remonstrating with him, or reasoning with him, or persuading him, or entreating him, but not for compelling him, or visiting him with any evil in case he do otherwise. He also writes, the sole end for which mankind are warranted, individually or collectively, in interfering with the liberty of action of any of their number, is self-protection. He says, that's my argument in a nutshell. In other words, if you're not harming anyone, you should be left the hell alone. Period. It's really that simple. This basic precept of classical liberalism undergirds the basic moral and legal structure of a genuinely free society. It clearly delineates the sphere of individual liberty while setting definite limits about the power of the collective. And when it crosses that line, government becomes not a defender of rights, but an aggressive violator of them. Need it be suggested that our government does not consider itself bound by such fetters?
No, I don't think it does.
The libertarian-minded economist Walter Williams asks this question when considering the legitimacy of government action. Does the government own us? Could anyone really answer that question yes? I wonder about that.
I don't see how they could.
And if you can answer that question, yes, I'd like to hear from you at 800-259-9231. Does the government own us? Does the government own you? It's a question that should really be considered far more closely. Does it own us? If it does, then I suppose it can order us to wear seatbelts or motorcycle helmets or prohibit us from using fireworks or ingesting trans fats or various chemicals that it doesn't sanction. Or it can force us to brush our teeth twice a day or dance the tango, for that matter. Why not? Or not dance. There are still anti-dancing laws on the books in some places.
Yeah.
Why not?
Baptists do not like dancing.
If government does not own us, or on the other hand, needless to say, we may reach a somewhat different conclusion, and I certainly do. Some may also argue that seatbelt use is a public safety concern and should be mandatory because it costs us all money when people suffer needless injuries that could be prevented. And they have a point. Traffic injuries probably cost billions per year, but this shouldn't be a paramount concern of government. It is a concern of government, however, because we live in a society in which medical costs are increasingly borne by the government. By you and me, really. Government munificence often comes affixed to a string, and since government is paying an increased portion of our medical bills, it believes it has the right to enact measures designed to reduce its costs. I suspect a list of banned activities and substances will grow. Now, Mark, you and I actually saw this sort of mentality in action at the State House the other day.
Mm-hmm.
The bureaucrats or the elected officials were getting up there and saying, well, and you were you there, Wayne? You were
no.
not there for this. They were getting up there and they were saying, now I understand live free or die, and I agree with live free or die, and I would like to live free of as many taxes as possible.
But.
And the fact is that these car accidents with people not wearing their seatbelts are costing us more tax money. And if we ban, if we mandate seatbelt use, then that amount will go down. That'll mean a lower tax burden for New Hampshireites. And to a tax, to somebody who's really concerned about taxes, that sounds like a persuasive argument.
But the government created that problem from the get-go by
right.
guaranteeing health care for people to do stupid things.
Right. And when they did that independent study, they found out that New Hampshire has virtually the same compliance rate with seatbelt buckling as the neighboring states who have mandatory laws.
Well, New Hampshire's the lowest in the nation, and they're about a percentage point less than Massachusetts, which is right nearby. There are states that are higher, but it's still... I don't even know about the, what sort of system do they use for collecting this data? If they check in town, if they're checking in Keene, I don't wear a seatbelt in town because I never go above 35 miles an hour. What do I need a seatbelt for? But if I get out on the highway, I'm wearing one. I doubt that there's some little, toll taker sitting on the side of I-93 checking these things. Dangerous out there.
800-259-9231. I like this line. As government seeks to do more for us, it also must do more to us. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
JLS Research, the makers of all-natural and very effective Novio deodorant, has now discovered very unique research that indicates those who have body odor may be deficient in a certain dietary component. Their new product, the First Responder, supplies the body with the missing link so that it can respond to the symptom called body odor. By using organics and enzymes to step up the body's ability to absorb more freely, the body begins to respond by taking in the missing nutrient. As it responds, body odor will then no longer be an issue. First Responder is the first of its kind, comprised of only four organics: grapeseed skins, grape seed, grapefruit seed, and garlic. It's so effective, you need only one organic capsule per day to keep the odor away. First Responder is 100% guaranteed. Go online and order First Responder at no-bo.com. Visit no-bo.com or call JLS Research at 850-723-8599. That's 850-723-8599.
Summer is once again just around the corner, and as usual, so are higher gas prices. This year, stop taking it on the chin and start fighting back. Ethos FR, a product tested and found worthy by NBC and Fox News, can save you up to 19% on fuel and reduce emissions by up to 30%. Unlike other products and gadgets you've seen advertised, Ethos FR attacks the source of the problem, unburned fuel. You see, exhaust is essentially unburned fuel that's expelled from your tailpipe. That equates to toxins being released into the environment and dollars being released from your wallet. But with Ethos FR, fuel burns more completely, helping your engine to deliver better mileage and helping you to save money. And it's so easy to use. Simply pour a couple of ounces into your tank at every fill-up, and you're on your way to saving money and the environment. So, do yourself and the environment a favor and visit ctsavegas.com to get your bottle today. That's ctsavegas.com.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. I want you to imagine waking up one morning to find out you've been burglarized. An intruder has taken your personal possessions. Credit card numbers, social security cards, banking information, and more, all in the hands of a total stranger. What's worse is, you realize he got it through your front door because you left it unlocked. Every time you walk away from your computer, leaving your internet connection on, you are virtually inviting hackers, criminals, and Big Brother to access your personal information. Put a stop to this right now with the Net7 Network Security Switch from Net7 Technologies. Turn your internet on and off with one simple switch. There's no software to load, and it's so easy to install. Right now, you can order your Net7 Security Switch from Net7 Technologies for only $39.95. For a limited time, receive free shipping with your order. Visit net7tech.com. That's net, the number 7, tech.com, and start protecting yourself today.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online, freetalklive.com. All the features for free. Shrine of Female listeners included. Dozens and dozens of ladies have sent us their validated photo to prove they listen to the show. See what I mean by heading over to shrine.freetalklive.com.
Most visited page on the site.
Yeah, that's shrine.freetalklive.com. The Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom Festival, better known as Pork Fest, just days from now, starting June 18th through the 24th. At Pork Fest, you'll be able to talk with New Hampshire natives and those who've made the move. By the way, the Free State Project bus tours sold out, so if you haven't gotten on board with that, you're SOL on those. Socialize with hundreds of fellow activists and lovers of liberty and discover new freedoms, new communities, and new beginnings. Register today at porkfest.com. That's PORCFEST.com. You know, I wonder if the Keene bus tour is going to come down past the Free Talk Live studio. And on your left is the Free Talk Live studio.
I doubt very many people know where it is.
Yeah.
The sort of reclusive habits that you have.
That's not necessarily true, Mark. We've had some of our listeners come by.
That's true. You're absolutely right. Certainly more people know where the studios are than
they did in Florida.
Than know where my house is.
That's true. 1-800-259-9231. So get registered for that at porkfest.com. We're going to be there. Wayne, are you going to make it out for Porkfest?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
Although
I'm sorry. To say, yeah, I'll be there one day because we'll be moving. So,
okay.
I did have a listener over at my house today. We were sort of exchanging libertarian fiction. Mike Lowry, he walked in my house, gun on his hip.
No, we got there's so much going on and so many different opportunities to get interactive with so many different liberty lovers here in New Hampshire. It's really just amazing. Let's go to the phones and to the fun. Let's talk to Keith in Pennsylvania. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Keith.
Hey, guys.
What's on your mind tonight?
I saw all three of your mugs at the Liberty Forum.
Great.
I met Wayne in the bathroom by the urinal, and I met Ian.
Stop doing that.
Stop meeting like that.
Mark, I've seen you around a couple places. Ian, I met you by the elevator, and in the middle of our conversation, you dove towards the closing doors of the elevator and crashed into the side of the elevator and I think gave everyone a heart attack on board.
It's hard to let Ian out of the house. You know, you does such strange things.
I don't remember that happening.
You don't remember that? In the middle of our conversation, you dove towards the closing elevator doors and you slammed right into the side. It was like...
okay.
I want to talk about traffic cameras.
Sure.
I've been worked up all day about this, and I got no one else to vent to, so I figured I'd call you.
That's why we're here.
Exactly. So you're talking about seatbelts. I went to lunch today, my typical drive, fast food drive-through sometimes, you know, when no one else will go with me. I noticed cameras are going up everywhere, and they're not the typical, you know, hidden, obscure little cameras. They're these big giant pods that hang off of the boom from red lights, and there's like three or four at a red light, and they can turn, they can zoom in on you. They're not traffic, you know, they're not catching people that are running red lights. They're for the police to monitor the intersection.
That's correct.
Yeah, and I mean, I must have passed 20, 25 of them just, you know, with going, 5 mile round trip at the most.
Mm-hmm.
And
where in Pennsylvania are you?
Southeast Pennsylvania.
Okay, was it a little town? Or I'm just curious as to like
it's a fairly populated area.
Okay.
But anyway, I've been worried about this. So you're talking about seatbelts. So can the camera zoom in on me and eventually they're going to use it for things that, you know, they're not disclosing or they didn't intend. And that, it just worries me anyway.
When the cops come up to your car and they have a flashlight and they're peering around the inside of your car, they're not just doing, you know, they're doing that because they want to look around in your car.
Right.
Are you telling me if they have cameras that they won't be looking around in your car? They want to look around when they're standing next to it. Why wouldn't they if they had cameras?
Mm-hmm. And in the 60s, they had spy planes that could read the time off your watch on the ground. So you can imagine what they've got now with the capability of these cameras.
They can tell your DNA.
Well, they can at least scan your license plate. I mean, they do have cameras that do that, and you know, and they can alert the authorities. They can, you know, anytime your plate is recognized, if it's on, you know, if it's on the watch list, not that mine is, but it's still a scary thought. You know, the authorities can be alerted when you went to a specific intersection. They can, you know, catch you at the next one.
Really
for whatever
spooky.
Reason, it's strange. So I went to the municipality's website. And they say that they talk about Big Brother and how citizens are concerned about Big Brother. And there's no reason to be concerned about Big Brother because this isn't Big Brother. And
Nothing to see here, citizens.
They're not looking into your house. Exactly. And they also said that it's okay for them to monitor because driving is a privilege that can be revoked. So they're monitoring you during
driving. They love that driving is a privilege thing. But, you know, they tax me. And they pay for these roads with my property taxes that I didn't ask them to take. I didn't voluntarily give them the money. They're threatening me. And then, you know, they build their roads and then call it a privilege. My privilege to drive on the roads that I paid for that they made me pay for.
It was your privilege to pay us, and now it's going to be your privilege to use what you paid for.
It's just more doublespeak.
We used to have the right to travel in this country.
You should. You know what worries me the most is that I don't hear anyone complaining about it. You know, it just seems to be
What are they supposed to do? I mean, I agree with you. Where we came from, there was a bunch of these cameras down in Sarasota, Florida, all over the place, intersection after intersection. And the most I ever saw about it was a letter to the editor in the newspaper. You know, like, and the letter wasn't even really necessarily complaining. It was just asking why they were there. There's no organized opposition to this stuff.
The reason that they give on the website is that they can respond instantly to accidents. So that tells me that, you know, these are manned cameras. This isn't just going into a hard disk somewhere. There's people in a room somewhere watching the cameras, you know.
That's correct. Right.
I like that a little better, although they'll probably save the information anyway. But
everybody's got a cell phone.
They're not really watching.
Everybody's got a cell phone, right? I mean, if an accident happens, you know, you'll have a dozen people calling.
Absolutely. I mean, they're not concerned about accidents.
No way.
And if this were a private road situation, then I wouldn't be too concerned with it because I don't have to worry about a private road owner sending me with a bunch of a bunch of threats.
You don't. But there is the concept of slaving a camera, so that a camera normally is, you know, within the local network of whatever security zone that you're talking about, whether it's Walmart or a local municipality. But the camera, you know, there's like a super network that can be set up where the camera can become a slave to, you know, whatever security zone supersedes that one. And that could be all the way up to the federal government.
So, saying that the federal government can have some kind of control over these cameras?
I don't know about the ones I saw specifically, but that is a concept.
Absolutely. With the internet?
Slaves.
Absolutely. Could
exactly
happen.
Right. And you know what? It worries me. The these metro zones are becoming wired. You know, they're wiring up the entire city. Well, you can have a solar panel and a wireless a little wireless card, and these cameras can show up everywhere. You know, that's going to open up
hackers,
you know,
hacking opportunities.
When wireless is ubiquitous, they can put cameras everywhere.
Yep, you're right. And that's the direction it's going in. And thank
exactly.
you for the call, Keith. We appreciate
one
hearing
more thing.
From you. Oh, sorry about that. 800-259-9231. Call us tomorrow night because we got a bunch of calls to get to. Let's talk to Scott in California. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Scott.
How are you? I want to say that both communists, capitalists, and libertarians are subject to corruption and deterioration of the system that will result in tyranny. What I think we need is a hybrid system that blends elements of both philosophies, but then what we should focus on is strengthening our system of checks and balances to prevent corruption.
I don't think we need a system at all. I think what we need to have is a lack of a system, have a free market where those who want to practice communism can practice communism on a voluntary basis, and those who want to practice capitalism can do that.
So you're advocating
that?
No government at all.
That's what he's advocating,
and he does it every night of the week.
Mark, on the other hand, what?
No, I'm for a small government.
Because he likes gangs.
Small
well, gangs. The problem with having no government at all is how would you enforce the laws with, like, say, the police force?
Well, you would have private protection.
You wouldn't have one.
You would have private protection agencies, not a government police force.
Yeah, I read that in Murray Ann Rothbard's Foreign New Liberty, and that just seemed extreme. It seemed like you're going to, of course, they're going to want to maximize profits.
Really? What seems extreme to me is our gang of thugs driving around arbitrarily pulling people over and threatening them. That's what we have today.
Anybody who's worked in a corporation knows what lengths corporations will go to in order to make a profit.
I would recommend that you tune in to the earlier portion of the show where we discussed in
depth corporations.
You tune in because this argument will go on forever.
Yeah, call us
please.
Back sometime. This is a long conversation. Call us at the beginning of an hour tomorrow night. Thanks. 800-259-9231. You can bring up anything. We've got Brandon, Mike, and Tyler all lined up. I don't know if we'll be able to sneak your call in. You can try it. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you lacking energy on a daily basis? Do you feel tired all the time? Then it's time for you to try ACT, the healthy energy drink. ACT helps your body with a natural blend of fruit extracts, herbs, and vitamins to deliver healthy cellular energy. ACT contains no caffeine, 4 grams of sugar, and only 22 calories per serving. ACT works within minutes, lasts for hours. ACT is the healthy, feel-good energy drink. Enjoy big savings by ordering ACT wholesale from your own free website. Share your website with friends. Go to drinkact.com/BuyDirect. Join the ACT Buy Direct consumer movement for free and wholesale order your ACT energy drinks as often as you like. Go to drinkact.com/BuyDirect. Click on Join Now and become a free dealer wholesale member. That's drinkact.com/BuyDirect and click on Join Now and experience ACT, the healthy, feel-good energy drink today.
Get on the ground, mother! You and your spouse are going to jail and your kids are going to Child Protective Services. You're busted for possession of marijuana.
Possession of marijuana. Possession of marijuana.
Hi, I'm Barry Cooper, ex-narcotics officer trained by the DEA. My DVD, Never Get Busted, has recently received world attention. I've switched sides and I'm now touring America with the message to end this war on people that has been labeled the war on drugs.
Go to Barry's website, nevergetbusted.com, and order your DVD to Never Get Busted.
On it, I'll teach you secret drug enforcement tactics and how to avoid narcotics profiling, how to conceal your stash, and I'll teach you how to fool drug dogs every time. I'll teach you how police know when you're lying. You'll get to go on patrol with me and watch actual marijuana arrests on the highway and learn the mistakes citizens made that landed them in jail.
Go to NeverGetBusted.com and arm yourself with the information you need so you'll never have to hear these words.
Get on the ground, mother! You and your spouse are going to jail and your kids are going
Log
to jail.
Log on to NeverGetBusted.com.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar power generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar power generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Live, only moments remain, but it's enough time for your call. Maybe. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI line, and the toll-free one. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us online, freetalklive.com. All the features there for free, though we do ask you to voluntarily support the show by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier. A lot of our listeners have decided to do this, and we'd like you to join their ranks for as little as $3 a month. It's automated. You just go and sign up, PayPal, any major credit card, takes it right out of your account, and it's less than the price of a cup of coffee, $3 a month. What do we do with that money, Mark? When that money comes in, what happens to it?
Hookers and cocaine.
Oh, come on now.
We use it to advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live.
That's right.
Advertising an industry magazine like Talkers Magazine. We use it for Google AdWords or something like that. I'm not sure how that internet stuff works exactly. But I know that we use it for internet advertising. And we use it to go to conventions and to sort of...
The bulk of it, probably 99% of it, honestly, goes towards recruiting radio stations. That's where most of it's going at this time. Mm-hmm. Just because we just have a limited amount. We've got a certain goal that we want to reach. And the radio stations are really where we can really build this business. Mm-hmm. So that's what we're focusing on. In fact, this weekend we're going to the Talkers New Media Seminar. And the only reason we're going there, it's a talk radio shindig convention thing. The only reason we're going there is because of our amplifiers. The reason we're on 25 radio stations is because of our amplifiers. I think without the amp program, we might be on 5. So realistically, you guys are making it happen, and all you need to do is send us $3 a month. But it's voluntary, so if you can't afford it, no big deal. Enjoy all the features for free, because all of our website's free, unlike those other guys. So if you want to help support the show, do it voluntarily, and go to amp.freetalklive.com, and you get perks. Get access to the amp-only call-in lines, forum, and chat room. All the details at amp.freetalklive.com. To the phones, it's Brandon in Indiana. Hey, Brandon.
Hey guys, how you doing? It's been a while.
Yes, it has. What's on your mind tonight?
A few callers back, one was talking about the history behind laissez-faire capitalism. He referred to the Rockefeller, I think it was, and the mine situation where there was a big shootout and tons of people died. I can't exactly remember specifically, but I think this is a real calling for libertarians to really familiarize themselves with the truth about history and the libertarian perspective on history. Which is something that we have an uphill battle against because right now there's a tax funding of socialist perspective on history.
Yeah, right. We call it public school.
And that's what we call it. We call it public schools. And my experience has been that capitalism is the evil system, whereas socialism is the benevolent system. And they'll try to back this up with history. And it's just complete fabrication. It's propaganda. Right. It's a lie.
It's the history they decided to write.
Exactly. And one of the major issues they try to pass off as proof that capitalism doesn't work, in other words, proof that freedom doesn't work, proof that you need to be enslaved, is the Great Depression. I don't want to get into that, but that's just something that I think is a calling to all libertarians to familiarize yourself with economic history.
I agree with you, and it's certainly a... it's a big task. I mean, just learning about the Great Depression on its own is a big issue.
Yeah.
Mary Ruart does address it very effectively in her excellent book, Healing Our World, and she points out that it was essentially the monetary policy of the country that brought on the Great Depression more so than anything else.
Yeah, and if I might, Ayn Rand's Capitalism, the Unknown Ideal, Murray Rothbard's America's Great Depression, Thomas H. Wood's Politically Incorrect Guide to American History all address it. In a pretty readable format. Obviously, Rothbard is probably the most technical. But and your last caller mentioned something about a hybrid of communism and capitalism. And that's just nothing more than a fancy word for a mixed economy. Well, we don't have a choice. There is no choice of a mixed economy. It's either socialism or it's freedom. It's either socialism or it's capitalism. There is no third choice. And a lot of times people say, well, you don't have a third choice. It's a false dichotomy. Well, that's just not the case. Every time we have a mixed economy, it always progresses towards more slavery. It's a road to serfdom, as Hayek said.
That's a great point.
I agree. Yeah.
I'm with you, man.
That's all I wanted to say, guys.
Thanks for the call, dude. Good hearing from you, and call us again sometime.
Yeah, people talk about the Depression as if it were a hurricane or something. I mean, it was caused by the government. It was caused by bad trade policies, bad monetary policies.
Fiat currency,
fractional reserve banking. All these things caused the Depression. It wasn't a free market because we didn't have a free market currency by the
time. Right. A lot of people will blame it on gold, like the gold backing of the dollar. But, you know, the gold backing of the dollar, fractional reserve banking came in with the Federal Reserve in 1913, and that's what caused the problems. Then Roosevelt, I believe it was 1933, made it illegal for people to own gold, period.
Yeah.
And then and took the domestic backing of the dollar, of gold backing of the dollar away. And then 1967 or so.
71.
They pulled the international backing of gold away, too, because France tried to call in its debts, America's debts in gold. And so now our
dollar's, and the dollar's been plummeting
nothing.
For decades
right.
as a result of that. And that can wreak all kinds of havoc on the economy.
And actually, in Spain right now, there's a problem going on right now. There was a story just yesterday on dailywealth.com, June 5th, 2007.
We'll need the executive summary on this.
Okay. Executive summaries: in the last 2 months, Spain has dumped like 80 tons of gold on the world markets. And they've dumped a whole bunch of U.S. treasuries and other similar reserve instruments at a similar rate because they're going broke. Because they're in the euro system now. They gave up their own currency to go on the euro.
Mm.
And the problem with the euro is it further centralizes the monetary power in Europe so that some countries actually need to have interest rates cuts, whereas other countries need just the opposite, depending on their local economy. But the euro is really just a warmed-over version of the German mark. So Germany tends to be more favored in the monetary policy.
Why would one country jump on board with that? What was the interest in the politicians as far as signing on for that?
Well, there were promises of more stability and ease of trade between the countries because they wouldn't have to convert their currencies. And so there was some...
I see.
There was a lot of talk about how it was going to be better to centralize the money power in Europe. When really
so they bought
the
a bill of goods, basically.
Yeah, they did.
Let's go to the phones. We got to get a Mike in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Mike.
Good evening, gentlemen. How y'all doing this evening?
Great. What's good on your mind?
I wanted to talk about something I heard interesting. I have satellite radio also, and I got a chance to hear the NBC News coverage of the D-Day invasion as it happened in June of 1944.
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting.
And what's amazing to me is the reporters back then were so much better compared to the corporate media we have now. These guys had less to work on. They only had telephones, radio, teletype, pencil and paper. And the way they described this thing was incredible.
Hmm.
I mean, that's the thing I'm so amazed about, was that in the days of radio, our journalism was actually better.
And you felt like you were there kind of situation?
Yeah.
You know, I've heard Edward R. Murrow and some old broadcasts like that, and of course, War of the Worlds, who hasn't heard that? And, you know, I have the feeling that perhaps journalists have lost the ability to paint these word pictures like they used to have simply because they had to have them back then. Now we have television, people have gotten lazy.
Well, also, you've got cut and paste. I mean, you just pick up a press release from the government, copy it, change a few words, and put it out as though it's a news story these days, too.
Yeah. You know, this correspondent who really stood out, his name is Robert St. John, reporting from the NBC studios in New York, and the way he was describing it was that they said, ladies and gentlemen, we have prepared for months for this invasion to bring you all the coverage that NBC can handle. It's amazing. I mean, they prepared for this thing.
Hmm.
They have maps in their studio, even though it was on radio only.
Well, they still prepare these days. They get the music. They got their in-house composer that composes a patriotic sounding tune and that sort of thing. So there's still some work put into it. But that's an interesting observation in that they had to do more work to put out the same amount of product back then. And as a result of the effort that they put into it, it might have been a more robust, better creative product. And those young journalists back then weren't educated so much by the centralized government school system, so they might have been a little bit smarter too.
Well, yeah, they were more objective, but they were also back then they were truly journalists. They were trying to get to the truth.
Great comparison, Mike. Thanks for the time and appreciate the call. 800-259-9231. Just enough time to slip in Tyler in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live, Tyler.
How you doing tonight, guys?
Great. What's up?
Tonight I wanted to talk about mainly the question that was raised a little earlier about if the government really controls us or not. In my opinion, I think as long as our Second Amendment rights still stand, you know, we're free men. It's just going to come down to, you know, what I'm getting to is, there's a bill in the House of Representatives right now, 1022. I don't know if you guys have heard of it. It's the Assault Weapons Ban and Law Enforcement Protection Act of 07.
Okay.
I got the summary here. It's a cosmetics ban on firearms, but it's going to affect virtually every semi-auto. I think the government is instituting more systems of control into our daily lives. You know, you've got the cameras.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think that we're as free as we want to be. Thank you for the call. It goes back to Thomas Jefferson's quote, you know, when the people fear the government, there's tyranny. When the government fears the people, there's liberty. It's really just a matter of we can be free again so long as we're all willing to stand up and demand that freedom back. But as long as we're all bending over for whatever rules the government puts out there, then we're that much less free. It's been Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
So stand up for your liberties or you will lose them. See you tomorrow night. Online in the meantime, freetalklive.com.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low-mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.